Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, March 18, 2010. Palestinian homemade shell kill a kibbutz worker near Gaza, troops detain civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. One foreign worker was reported killed on Thursday in the Native Esrei kibbutz by a homemade Qassam shell fired from the Gaza Strip. Native Esrei is located near the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army radio said this shell is the third to be fired at Israeli areas neighboring Gaza in the past 24 hours. Shortly after, Israeli jet fighters bombarded a number of locations in the coastal enclave. Palestinian sources reported damage to property, but no injuries. This Wednesday at noon, Israeli troops fired upon a nonviolent protest against the wall in central Gaza Strip. Last week, Israeli tanks at the borders with Gaza fired at a number of occasions on Palestinians and their homes. Damage and injuries were reported. No group has yet claimed responsibility for firing the homemade shell. However, this week, Palestinian armed resistance groups in the Gaza Strip warned that they will resume homemade shell fire if Israel continue to target Palestinians in Jerusalem. Elsewhere, 9 Palestinian civilians were detained on Thursday by Israeli troops during morning invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. The military announced that most detentions took place at the cities of Nablus and Qalqilia, both located in northern West Bank. All 9 civilians were on the what the army calls wanted list, the army radio reported. This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 13 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those invasions, troops detained 27 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children and a journalist, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights reported Thursday. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.